itself. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price, author of the Car Gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner and is syndicated around the country. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Of course, Derek also with Celebrate Media Group and Green Shoot Media, all kinds of hats that Derek wears. But we're going to talk about cars this morning. Derek, I saw an article from Forbes, which I have a lot of regard for as a publication, on electric cars, and appears that they're really taking off in Europe now.
They are, yeah. They've basically tripled in sales since the start of this year. A huge, huge difference. It's up to about 10% of vehicle sales now, the article said.
Mm-hmm. And looking to go to 15, yeah, I'll probably cut you off there, but going to 15%, they think, next year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You know, it's for years and years, electric cars, people have been reading about them in headlines, and, you know, they've been interesting to people, but they just don't sell in big numbers. Until recently, it was less than 1%. A fraction of 1% of new car sales were electric cars. And last year, it finally got up to around, I think it was 2% or so of car sales. And the forecasts are for it to grow, but one of the issues is this is the kind of thing that's driven more by government policy than it is by buyers being desperate to drive electric cars because they're so excited about them. Certainly there's a little relatively small segment of the population where they are super into electric cars. They live and breathe electric cars. They're very, very much into them and love them. But for most people, gasoline cars are still kind of the normal, typical thing you buy. So it's interesting seeing this shift happen and what a dramatic change it's been in Europe.
Right. And so by comparison, if electric cars are this year 10% of the car sales in Europe, we're at about 2%. So it's
we're at about 2%, and our sales for electric cars are actually down by double digits. I think it's close to 25% this year. And, you know, overall car sales are down, but seeing Europe jump up to such a huge number at the same time the United States have dropped, it's really interesting seeing the differences in policies between the two places that are driving those changes.
Right. Well, and the article says that it's stricter carbon dioxide limits that went into effect this year in Europe that seems to be driving this.
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing it from a supply side policy where they're trying to get manufacturers and basically forcing manufacturers to make more electric cars because they're limiting the total amount of CO2 that each of these companies can release, basically, or the average that each car can release for them. And one way that you can lower your average CO2 emissions, of course, is by producing vehicles that don't produce any carbon dioxide whatsoever, and that's electric cars. So they, because of those restrictions and because of those regulations on CO2, are having to produce more electric cars and provide more incentives for people to buy them. And sure enough, what they're finding is when they produce these cars by government mandate, they do find buyers for them. So the numbers are really, really changing there. And in the United States, kind of the opposite has been happening. The Trump administration, they have dialed back some of the fuel economy regulations that the Obama administration had put into place. And so, of course, the car companies here are very, very happy about that. But environmentalists here are very, very upset about that. And we're seeing the changes in the numbers basically based on government policy more than it is the market. It's pretty interesting.
We're talking with Derek Price. Derek is the author of the Car Gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner. Now, they have more, I say they being Europe, they have more public transportation. Are they less dependent on cars than we are in the U.S.? So in other words, are we comparing apples to apples, oranges to oranges?
To a certain extent, I would think people in urban areas in the United States and people in urban areas in Europe probably have pretty similar driving patterns. They're going to live closer to work. Electric cars are going to make more sense.
Do you know, in particular in the U.S., but I guess anywhere, what the range now typically for an electric car would be, the range from start to finish when your battery finally gives out?
Yeah, absolutely. So the last electric car I tested just a few months ago, it was the Nissan Leaf. And it had the standard base leaf has a range of 149 miles total. The one I was driving, it had an upgraded battery, and I believe it was about 225 miles. That was the range on it. And so I did, you know, I drove it at one point into, I think it was Addison, north of Dallas and back. And it made me a little bit nervous, but it was well within the range of the car, you know, making a trip like that. So didn't have any trouble.
Yeah, 150 miles or so. That's not bad. We're almost out of time, but I showed you another article that Mercedes, apparently electric car makes no sound for all intents and purposes, right?
Yep.
But Mercedes,
yes, exactly. They're silent.
Mercedes-Benz will basically pipe in sound. You can choose the sound that you want going through the stereo system.
Yeah, and it's not the stereo system either. It's actually outside the car.
Oh, okay.
And this is again a regulation. So electric cars are so quiet, pedestrians might not hear them coming. That's the fear. And so now, globally, the regulations have come into place. They have to make a reasonably loud noise of some sort, so that people who are on foot can hear them coming ahead of time. And all the car companies are coming up with different ways and kind of creative ways to make their electric cars make a noise. And it's kind of fun seeing the different ideas.
I had not even given that a thought. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price, car gazing column author, and also he's with Celebrate Hunt County, or Celebrate Media in Greenville. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.